voices was in his head told him to do it, and in particular he told me eventually that it was God the Father told him that he must chop off this woman's head. She was one of the persons who was leading the service that morning. When he came, the cutlass was wrapped in newspaper and other paper, it seemed, and he approached very intently the chancel area, the altar area, where two women were leading the worship. By this time, myself and a couple of the men from the church started approaching, and two or three of the men went more directly to him, and while he was unwrapping the cutlass, and were able to grab him and take the cutlass away from him. For us, it certainly brings, and for me, it brings to fore what is a theme we're reflecting on as a church in St. Vincent and throughout the Southern Caribbean. Renewed in Christ, committed to a new Caribbean. Because I think that was a powerful reminder for us of the problems facing our young people. And so many of them are wounded, hurt, damaged, messed up emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, and the problems facing our society at large. And so I really hope that for us, starting with us as a church, this can really be the kind of stirring experience that causes us to recognize